Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Stylefile, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry. I'm Madeline Chung. Now, this week, it's all about Swarovski and crystals with Melissa Sin.
I think a lot of people actually think Cristal Monado is something very expensive, luxurious, premium. But what essentially we are doing here at the Baratelier is to make it an affordable luxury.
After that, Emma Chong Johnston from Elle Malaysia talks about a style trend that's out of this world, Galaxy Prints.
It's mainly to do with like the general idea of space. I think. So we saw this a lot at the big shows for winter, so like Chanel with the rocket, some of the other shows as well. So lots of stars, planets, and anything to do with space.
But first up is our style maker for this week, Melissa Sin of the Bag Atelier. The saying goes, all that glitters is not gold. However, that is not the case for the gorgeous sparkling purses and minaudiers that the Bag Atelier has to offer. As a self-proclaimed lover of all things shiny, its founder Melissa Sin fell in love with bags since receiving her first Swarovski crystal clutch from her mother for her senior prom. Then, with her mother in tow, they started the Bag Atelier first as an Instagram shop to test the waters. Eventually, the label grew into a booming fashion business, expanding across several regions in Asia. Today, they're the purveyors of finely crafted crystal jewelry clutches, bags, minaudiers, even giving customers the chance to personally design a bag of their own. The Bag Atelier boasts authentic and stunning Swarovski crystals, crafted into fun and unique designs perfect for standing out at any event. Their recent Sketch to Straws collection aims to make purses and minaudiers that are special for each and every woman. For Melissa, the label represents empowerment to women and girls from every kind of background. In the studio today, I'm joined by the lover of all shiny things herself, Melissa Sin, as she sheds some light on working with Swarovski crystals. Melissa, you must be a super busy lady. Besides your label, the Bag Atelier, you also work for your family's business manufacturing shutters, right? So what's it like trying to balance both jobs?
I think it's fun at the same time, but challenging. Fun is because I had the opportunity to work with my family, especially my father and my mom. They brought our business and grew it to what it is today. Actually, we are a third generation family business now. Yeah, so it's me and my sister at this generation. I actually don't think there are many opportunities other than little ventures that you can work with your family. So this is something very interesting, and I constantly embraced it to have this relationship, work and family at the same time.
Now, I know that you fell in love with clutches, you know, after your mother gave you a clutch for your senior prom. What clutch was it?
It was a very simple Swarovski clutch. Actually, it's just a sparkling white round clutch. I remember it was way, way long ago. I still have it with me, although I don't use it often. But yeah, it was since then that I was really hooked. It actually started with my sister, because my sister's elder than me, and she had her clutch as well. And I was always stealing off her and then bringing it for day. So actually, I was using a clutch for day already back then. And then it was a trip, a family trip, 4 years back, that got us into the Bag Atelier.
Now, for you to start off your business, you know, did you get like help and tips, you know, from your parents, you know, because they were in the business at the beginning?
This is tricky. I didn't actually tell anyone.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because back then, when I started Bag Atelier, I was with KPMG. And Yeah, as you know, in KPMG, I was in risk management consulting, so things were very hectic. But I knew that I was going to start with my family business in the same year. So I left KPMG and took myself proclaimed sabbatical and then started looking out for things that I like to do just for this period of time before I started mm-hmm. joining the family business. And that trip to Hong Kong just made it like really surreal. Like my craftsman back then told me, you know, why don't you invest in this? And is mm-hmm. this something that you really like? So I said, okay, let's try. So I didn't thought of the bad atelier. It was just an investment to a workshop, mm-hmm. To start a workshop at that point in time. And then 2 months later, I saw the potential, and because I really liked them and mm-hmm. I wanted to create my own different shapes and sizes of clutches, and I just went on Instagram and said, look, if the username is available, I'm just going to start it.
Why the name the Bag Atelier?
I didn't want the Bag Atelier to be very restrictive to be just clutch minalia. I foresee that in the next 2-3 years, we could do something more than just crystal minalia bespoke series. We could do mm-hmm. many other things under the Bag Atelier. So for that reason, I decided that the Bag Atelier shall be an umbrella mm-hmm. of creativity and individualistic things that we can do under this.
I know that, you know, you credit your mom as well, you know, for being a huge influence on your style. Now, what's the biggest way of she has influenced you?
My mom loves knickknacks, all sorts of knickknacks. I remember she has all sorts of big chunky earrings.
Mm-hmm. Statement earrings,
correct,
right?
And necklaces. And she loves big belts, bold prints, floral prints. And I think even though trends go in and out, statement pieces yeah. never go. Okay. So even today, when I dress myself up, I tend to go easy on my dresses or my pieces, but I'll go a little bit heavier on my fingers, mm-hmm. My earrings, or even just go with a simple statement necklace. Mm-hmm. So yes, my mom's fashion statements back then is still quite a bit of a big trend now.
Now let's go into your designs and inspirations. Now, what kind of woman uses the Bag Ateliers?
Mm-hmm. I think fun and creative. I think a lot of people actually think crystal minalia is something very expensive, mm-hmm. luxurious, premium. But what essentially we are doing here at the Bag Atelier is to make it an affordable luxury. And luxury doesn't mean luxury in price point, but luxury in the freedom that you can use your creativity and put them into a hand-draw statement piece mm-hmm. To what you like based on your inspirations or your ideas or even simple sketches.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you say that, you know, you've injected a lot of your personal styles, you know, and taste into your bags?
Yes, definitely.
Suggest?
Like you can see, I'm really bling all over. Mm-hmm. And even little things in my daily OOTDs,
right.
I tend to put a lot on sparkles, rhinestones, on my accessories. And that is something that I really relate closely with the Bag Atelier. And with the Bag Atelier, I always want to steer away from the traditional one-tone, monotone clutch. So you can now put like pop art, your classic minalias, even your personalized initials mm-hmm. in different contrasting colors into your statement piece.
Now let's talk about your collections. I know you've got 4 so far. Walk us through.
Yeah, so we've actually got the classic minalia, mm-hmm. Which is it started with the sparkling and the sparkling white. So it's actually 2 main versatile colors that we always tell our customers that if you can't decide on how you want to start with the Bag Atelier or customizing your clutches, you can start with the versatile colors.
Yeah.
Then we also have the pop art, which is surprisingly an idea that our customer gave us. Mm-hmm. So it started with us giving us a sketch of a pop word. And then she strassed it all over a long, large vintage box. Mm-hmm. And then it got really popular that we have more and more customers sending us different types of pop art. And that became our permanent series as well.
Is that upon request?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. and then recently in July, mm-hmm. we also started our Tropical Vibes collection. It's our first ever capsule collection that I must say was received very good response. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a animal series. So we have the leopard, we have the flamingos, and also the zebras. And the fun part of it is on the flip side, it's actually all sorts of girl empowerment quotes.
Oh.
So it says, hustle hard girl, or you got this girl, or she who is brave is free. Mm-hmm. So especially when women empowerment is such a big statement out there, whether in fashion or in business or entrepreneurial, we would like to reflect that mm-hmm. into our clutches as well. Yeah, and last is actually our personalized Minaudios. So what you actually can do is to go wild on your ideas, mm-hmm. send us a sketch. We call it the sketch to Strauss.
Right.
So each individual piece is actually hand strassed by our in-house artisans, and you can choose from different variation of shapes, sizes, and even colors.
Now, what inspired the novelty Minaudios collection? You know, I mean, I love the poodle and the terrier bags that you right. have. You know, it gives off kind of like Alice in Wonderland kind of feel.
Yeah.
So what inspired your collection?
Well, I didn't want to restrict, again, to steer away from the traditional Minaudios clutches, right. how it looks like. It should be fun, right? So there are some days that we just want to be fun for a night out mm-hmm. with our friends. So, you know, having an animal clutch creates a statement, mm-hmm. But also it brings more conversation. Mm-hmm. So apart from just, you know, being that clutch that everyone knows, that's a square box or a round sphere, you can actually have a different variation that tells a lot about you. Mm-hmm. So like the poodle or the terrier, it's something very fun
yeah.
and loving. And for a lot of dog lovers, they buy a lot of us and they change colors. So they buy like a silver one or a gold one just to play around for different day and night looks.
So it's various colors that they have bought
yes,
for you.
Yes, that's right.
Now, you mentioned earlier about the sketch to Strauss. Now, so you would say that's the customization kind of bags, right?
Right.
So any photos, so do they just send it over to you and then you would just create it, or would you advise the customers what's best for them?
So it's both ways. We have customers who send us a sketch and say, hey, I really like this. For example, the popular ones are unicorns now. Mm-hmm. So they send us pictures of what they found online and then tell us that, look, I'd like to create something similar to this. Do you have any ideas? So what we do is we refine the sketches right. and put in some of our creativity into it and present them back to our customers. And upon them agreeing to little details and making different choices of colors and shapes, then we get on with our craftsmen and interact with them and ask them, and again to refine things again. Mm-hmm. And in 3.5 weeks, you'll get your own very own personalized clutch.
So it takes 3.5 weeks to complete the entire clutch.
That's right.
Now, what has been the most interesting Minaudios that your customers has created?
Oh, that many actually. So very recent, I've done one where she actually gave me her daughter's sketch. Mm-hmm. Her daughter is 9 years old, and she loves, just like me, she loves everything that is sparkly, and she's always drawn to her mom's rings and mm-hmm. you know, earrings. And her mom thought, look, I'm just going to make something that it's that represents my daughter, mm-hmm. And nothing can be better than her own sketch. So she sent over her sketch, and we went on to refine them and added some of the little elements that she likes. And on Monday itself, we will be surprising this little girl with her very own personalized sketch clutch.
Wow. And what sketch is that?
It's a unicorn with a rainbow hue on mm-hmm. the background and a little bit of a gradient pink, which is her favorite color.
I understand that your bags are made out of Swarovski crystals. Walk us through, tell us the process in terms of beading, you know, these kind of crystals, Swarovski crystals on the bags.
Right. So actually, it's a very simple. We call the entire process sketch to Strauss. So basically, you just send us a simple sketch.
Yeah.
And obviously, we do encourage our customers to send us a bold sketches. So because of the crystal, the arrangements of crystals are very meticulous, mm-hmm. And they're hand strassed professionally by our in-house artisans. So we try to break down all the little details that comes into. For example, if you give us a picture of a face, then we might actually need to remove all the wrinkles and smoothen out. So that's a free touch up. Yeah, and try to get the gist of the shape of the mm-hmm. face to be stressed on the shape itself. And then we go on to creating shadows mm-hmm. With the different variation of colours.
Right.
So we have different peach colours, gold, and even slightly grey to create the dark eye circles, etc. And then it looks more realistic at the same time, but also abstract.
Has there been any instance that customers provide you with a photo and you say you can't do it?
Yes, definitely. So we actually received a family photo.
Oh no.
And I did tell her that we can do that if there is a clutch big enough to fit everyone in.
How many were there?
There were 5 of them. Okay. Actually, yeah. So we had to decline. But in the end, she actually stressed all the names onto the clutch, because this clutch was actually for her mom. So it was very sweet of her. So it doesn't mean that when, you know, one sketch doesn't work for the way that we do things, there are many other ideas mm-hmm. to represent.
Other options, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So would customizations price be higher than usual then?
Yes, but not significantly higher, because mm-hmm. at the Bear Atelier, we try to keep it below an affordable and a reasonable range to encourage girls out there, or even, mm-hmm. you know, boys, to be creative. And because clutch is just like our bags. We don't only stick to one clutch all the time.
Yes.
Today, we feel like using a pink one, and, you know, maybe the next day, we will feel like using a sparkling white one.
It's never enough bags.
I know.
The same goes to shoes, so, actually.
Yeah, so we try to keep that into an affordable, reasonable range mm-hmm. To constantly just motivate more creativity to mm-hmm. come in, and it's not too expensive at the same time.
Was it difficult to find people who were able to work well, you know, with Swarovski crystals?
Yes, definitely. It's a skill that easily our craftsmen are in their 50s now, actually. Yeah, they've been working on hand strassing, not necessarily just clutches, but on garments and beadings for at least a good 30 over years now.
Are they local?
No, they are actually based in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so our workshop is based in Hong Kong, and I have an assistant and myself here.
Right. So does it take a long while for you to, like, you know, you send the sketches over to Hong Kong? That's when they make the bags and then ship it back to KL. Is that why it takes like 3.5 weeks?
Not necessarily, but because we have only 5 craftsmen in-house.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do have some backlog sometimes, but we try to keep it within the 3.5 weeks. So we do have many deliveries that are earlier than 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But to just sort of manage expectations, we always say we can do it within 3.5 weeks.
Do you use any other kinds of crystals apart from Swarovski?
Yes, we do. The more affordable range is actually the premium crystals. And of course, you have the option to make them in Swarovski crystals as well.
Right. Now, I know that the Asia Tattler said that, you know, you have a penchant for all things sparkly. As you can see, I can see all sparkly over you. And you definitely show it through your bags, you know. So where do you source your materials from?
Okay, for Swarovski, definitely from Swarovski brand itself. Mm. For premium crystals, actually from Austria.
Okay.
So we all know crystals are very famous and popular in Austria. So all our crystals are actually, for premium crystals, sourced from Austria itself.
Right. Now, what image do you want each of your bags to portray?
Individualistic, definitely. I think it's supposed to reflect your very own taste,
mm-hmm.
Your own preference, mm-hmm. and even your mood. Yeah. So I have a customer, she says that I want 3 different colours for 3 different types of mood that I have. I was surprised, but I did actually ask her, so what do you mean? She said, when I'm really stressed out, I like a very bright colour. Mm-hmm. And on weekends, I love something simple. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really interesting because I've never really seen my clutches like this. But a lot of what we learn and how we shape our creativity into the clutches is from our feedback from our customers.
So well, that's
how
nice
interesting.
Right? Yeah. And what about inspirations? You know, when it comes to designing bags, you know, apart from customers giving you photos to design their, customize their bags, where do you find inspirations to create designs for all your bags?
Everywhere, actually. I love flipping magazines. I think that's just not me, right? But I love flipping magazines.
You're a busy lady. Do you have time to flip magazines?
So I travel quite a fair bit, so I tend to just stock up a lot of magazines on flight. Mm. And I love flipping. And even reading articles from Women's Weekly would inspire me to come out with a women empowerment quote.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think inspiration is limitless.
Right.
It can come from just tasting nice food over lunch. Or it can be a conversation with you, Adeline, that inspires me to come up with a capsule collection that's surrounding an idea that we talked about.
So what do you see here now?
Fun and vibrance. Because from you, I just got this vibrant vibe from you. And I really like it. I think going back, I might actually would do something with very colourful rainbow hues.
Oh, I love rainbows. Now, I know that looking at your bags, you know, they're all made of Swarovski and crystals. And it can be quite delicate. So what about, in terms of maintenance, if I accidentally drop the bag or if I'm knocked on something, you know, how do you take care of the bag?
So I think just a gentle reminder for taking care intricate things like this or, you know, is that to handle delicate clutches with care. But apart from that, just be free and to use your clutches because for every piece, we actually have extra crystals with it. Yeah, so you can actually replace the missing crystals with just cement glue or even a quick fix that I always tell my customers is just use a nail polish top coat. Yeah, so essentially, they're actually the same ingredient except that they are sold as different items. So it's cement glue and a professional mamet. And the other one is actually just a nail polish top coat.
Now that you have quite a number of collections, now what's next for you? Do you have any upcoming collections coming up?
Yes, to catch up with the season of giving, we're coming out actually with a present bowl. Mm-hmm. So it's actually like a Tiffany coat box. Yeah, so you can actually change the color of the bowl or even the color of the box itself and the lining inside just to reflect what you like most. So we have now we are actually doing a lot of experiments and samples on reds, different shade of reds, different shade of gold as well. And I think I believe this collection is going to be good. And it will start around November.
Have you started planning for 2018?
Not yet, but I think we're working very closely with a couple of our peers. In fact, next month onwards, we'll be on ZaidaIbrahim.com. And Zaida Ibrahim is a very aspiring entrepreneur herself. And she's invited us because she told us that, look, your clutches take 3.5 weeks. What about those who needs them instantly? So we said, okay, we'll come out with a couple of collections just solely exclusive
ready-made
for
rents.
ZaidaIbrahim.com. And you can get your ready socks next time on her website.
What about expansion plans?
At this moment, we are thinking about Indonesia. So we are in talks with talking with a local Indonesia agent who will be bringing our clutches and also customizing bespoke clutches for the Indonesia market as well.
Why Indonesia?
I think they share the same sort of ideas and even passion with us because the most obvious way to look at it is actually in Malaysia, when we go to weddings, we tend to dress really fancy and even more for a night out. So in Indonesia, it's the same. So we do see similar market trends and also taste as well. So our first market was undoubtedly Indonesia.
Thank you.
After the break, get ready to go to infinity and beyond as Emma Chong Johnson, managing editor of Elle Malaysia, brings us up to speed with the trendy Galaxy print. But before that, here's Florence and the Machine's rendition of Stand By Me, played at Tom Ford's Spring Summer 2017 in New York. This is Starfall, and I'm Madeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BFM 89.9, it's Adeline Chung on Starfall. And next up, Emma Chong Johnston, managing editor of Elle Malaysia, thinks that the death of florals means the rise of the trendy new print that's a little more out of this world. This week's Style Shrink, we are talking about Galaxy prints. Now, whimsical and sci-fi-esque in appearance, the Galaxy print is definitely suitable for both male and female attire. I know some involve, you know, brighter colours that pop up, you know, predominantly purple, space-ish, right? What do you think of it?
So, Galaxy prints this time around kind of encompasses a lot of things, and it's mainly to do with, like, the general idea of space. I think, so we saw this a lot at the big shows for winter, so like Chanel with the rocket, some of the other shows as well, so lots of stars, rockets, general, well, planets, anything to do with space.
I know, anything to do with space, you know, when I think of Galaxy prints, I think of Rick and Morty. Do you watch Rick and Morty? Now, in 2017, Vogue's Sarah Mauer described the trend as this year as a product of a kind of naive and obsessional futurism. What do you think of it?
I kind of like that we're doing the Galaxy print now because we've done florals for so long. I feel like every time we come in here, we're always talking about florals. And you're like, this year, especially the earlier parts of this year and last year, there was been so much kind of like floral embroidery and folksy florals and rural kind of things, whereas I think the Galaxy print is a nice kind of more grown up print, more grown up kind of motif to obsess over, and it's a lot less kind of whimsical and floral, so I think it's a nice kind of change.
But Galaxy prints, they aren't a new trend, I would say, right? I mean, it's a trend that, you know, just came back recently, but would you say that anyone can wear Galaxy prints? Because it can be quite tricky sometimes, especially tights.
I think you could, there's like a scale of how kind of whimsical you can take it. So on the one hand, like if you look at, I think, the current Coach collection, they have like a T-Rex wearing a space helmet, and obviously that's quite, you know, it's quite playful. But then if you wanted to bring it down, like maybe wear it to the office, something as simple as like a star print, so like tiny stars, like, you know, and stars are also big as part of another trend, like an Americana kind of trend, so you can kind of mix two and one. But yeah, so it can be really simple or it can be really kind of crazy. And
now Galaxy prints has been appearing on everything from sneakers to backpacks, you know, to graphic tees as well. So what are the best runways you've seen so far?
Definitely Chanel, I think, was the most out there. Like they really kind of committed to that Galaxy theme with the rocket and all that. But a lot of the kind of, so like Christopher Kane, Moschino always kind of really goes big on a theme, but Christopher Kane had kind of a planet print, which was quite cute. Mary Catranzo as well. So a lot of the designers have used different elements of space or galaxy motifs in their
work. What about high street stores?
On the high street at the moment, we're seeing a lot of just kind of the plain star prints. I think if we, as the months wear on into the autumn winter season, we're going to see more kind of playful planets and rockets and things. But again, it's one of those things that, you know, you're going to see everywhere in like Zara and Topshop and ASOS. It's because it's quite an easy thing to do. You know, you just have to pick up some prints. And so, yeah.
How would you pair it?
I would keep it quite casual. I think it's not necessarily an office look.
Yeah, it's more of a casual look,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so depending on your comfort level, you can either go all out, like you can do a full-on printed outfit, or you can, you know, mix it up with denim and just keep it quite, you know, casual and playful.
So would you invest in a Galaxy print, though?
I don't think it's something you need to spend a lot of money on. I think you're going to be able to get it quite cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
It's very trend led. So I wouldn't necessarily invest a lot of money in it.
That was this week's episode of Starfall. If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/Starfall and give us some love on our Facebook page, Starfall on BFM 89.9. You can also listen to us on the go by downloading our BFM app. It is available on Google Play and the App Store. Now, I'm going to leave you with a track called Nuclear Seasons by Charlie XCX, played at Rachel Roy Spring Summer 2016 in New York. This has been Starfall, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.